April 5th, 2021, Monday of the octave of Easter. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. After the crucifixion, the faith of many was shaken. When I rose from the dead, it was without fanfare. As the news of my resurrection spread, it was not readily accepted by all. Amongst my apostles, Thomas was the doubter. He stood on the brink of losing his faith as he tried to logically understand how this could be. This is how the faith of so many is lost in the modern world today. True faith is not based upon logic. It does not rest upon proof of the seemingly impossible. True faith is not an intellectual entity. It is a fruit in the heart. As the world today grows more and more intellectually oriented, true faith is diminishing in the world. This is why my Father sent to you my mother, under the title Mary Protectress of the Faith. This is the hour in human history when the faith of millions is tested by the human intellect. Few there are who see the true faith as something to be cherished and protected. Awaken to my cry to guard your hearts against the malefactor who, even as I speak, is destroying the most faithful hearts and using human intellect to do so. A note is given to read Mark chapter 16, 14 through 16. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they sat at table, and he upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.